Today's scripture reading is going to come from Jeremiah chapter 7, verses 1 through 3. Jeremiah chapter 7, verses 1 through 3. It reads, "The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, stand in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim there this word and say, hear the word of the Lord, all you men of Judah who enter these gates to worship the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your deeds, and I will let you dwell in this place."
Tuesday, we will be celebrating Independence Day, and I know we've all heard these words quoted a number of times, that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And many of those men who signed that document and those men and women who took that stand lost their fortunes, some lost their lives. And thousands upon thousands of other men and women have died in the years that have gone by to protect those freedoms. And so we certainly owe a great deal of a debt of gratitude to so many who have gone before. Leviticus 25 records instruction for God's people regarding the year of Jubilee. And on that 50th year, they were to proclaim liberty through the land to all its inhabitants. And so today we proclaim liberty, freedom in Christ to all who are willing to obey the Lord. So number one, it's a time to remember. We must remember the price that was paid. We certainly remember the price paid by so many in giving their lives so that we can enjoy this freedom that we have today. But most importantly, we remember the ultimate sacrifice of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that frees us from sin. And we were bought with a price, and our aim is to glorify Him in all that we say and do. And then there is that person who paid the price. The point is driven home in Leviticus chapter 25, verse 2. "Speak to the sons of Israel and say to them, when you come into the land which I shall give you, then the land shall have a Sabbath to the Lord." And then verse 18 of chapter 25, "I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt to give you the land of Canaan and to be your God." And then verse 55, "For the sons of Israel are my servants. They are my servants whom I brought out from the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God." And John 15, verse 5 reminds us, "I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." A time to remember the price that was paid, and the person who paid that price. But it's also a time to return. We must return back to God's Word. Amos chapter 8, verse 11, "Behold, days are coming, declares the Lord God, when I will send a famine on the land. Not a famine for bread or a thirst for water, but rather for hearing the words of the Lord." I cannot think of a more terrible famine than a famine of hearing the words of the Lord. But we need also to return back to God's will. John chapter 4, verse 34, Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of whom He sent me and to accomplish His work." Or chapter 6, verse 38, "For I've come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of Him who sent me." And I pray that we all will do our best to develop that kind of passion for the will of God. I saw a recent thing where people are passionate about people, pursuits, pay, and play. Well, I think when I think about Jesus Christ, I think His passion was primarily about people, and it was about doing the will of God. My food is to do the will of Him who sent me and to accomplish His work. Do I have that kind of passion for the will of God? I sometimes have some passion for some food, and probably we all in this room have that kind of passion at times. But Jesus said, my food is to do the will of Him who sent me and to accomplish His work. And so I pray that we all will endeavor to live out that kind of passion for the will of God. So we need to return back to God's Word. We need to return back to a passion for doing the will of God. But I believe it's also a time to recognize. We must realize that we are living in some very challenging times. We need people like the sons of Issachar, 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32, of the sons of Issachar, men who understood the times with knowledge of what Israel should do. Their chiefs were 200, and all their kinsmen were at their command. We strive to be men and women who understand the times and pray for knowledge and courage as to what we should do. In the midst of the current upheaval in values and beliefs, what should we do? And one of the major questions for the people of God at this time, how do we relate to a society that is increasingly hostile to our beliefs? And I believe the best thing that we can do for our culture is to proclaim our faith in God. To stand up and proclaim our faith in the one true and living God. And that leads me to our fourth point this morning, a time to renew. To renew our allegiance to God. Joshua called upon God's people to renew their allegiance to Him. This is part of his concluding speech there in Joshua 24. Now therefore fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served beyond the river in Egypt, and serve the Lord. If it is disagreeable in your sight to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves today whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served, which were beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. So Joshua was calling upon his people, challenging his people to renew their sincerity and their trust and their willingness to serve God. But also we need to renew our faith in God. And that's just what Elijah challenged the people to do back in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 21. Elijah came near to all the people and he said, how long will you hesitate between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow Him. But if Baal, follow him. But the people did not answer him a word. As we approach Independence Day 2018, keep faith in God. And so I proclaim today an affirmation of faith in God for my definitions of life. An affirmation of faith for Him for guidance in life and clarity about my purpose in life. Proclaim liberty to all the inhabitants of the land and remember the price that was paid and the one who provided that liberty that we enjoy today. Let's return back to God's Word and a sincere desire to do His will. Let's recognize the challenges before us and renew our allegiance to God. In the text that Michael read, the Lord instructed Jeremiah to stand in the gate of the Lord's house and to proclaim this word, hear the word of the Lord, and then amend your ways and your deeds. Proclamation needs to lead to production, doesn't it? Hearing to doing. And that's what Jeremiah was challenging his people to do in Jeremiah chapter 7. 2 Timothy chapter 4, which kind of was the basis for my topic of an urgent proclamation. Paul says to Timothy, I solemnly charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with great patience and instruction. And so I think Paul was reminding Timothy that this is indeed an urgent proclamation which you are to declare. I solemnly charge you, Timothy, to preach the word. So it's certainly an urgent proclamation. It's a relevant proclamation, but we preach that word with patience, with instruction, with exhortation, at times with rebuke. All of those can be involved in preaching that word. But that is the main challenge that I have and that I've had for all the years that I've been preaching. I go back to Paul's statement to Timothy, preach the word. And that's what I want to continue to try to do. That is an urgent proclamation, and we need to preach that word. And all of us, when we have opportunity to share that word, we need to be doing that. Back in 1994, Ray Bolts wrote a song entitled, I Pledge Allegiance to the Lamb. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb with all my strength, with all I am. I will seek to honor His commands. I pledge allegiance to the Lamb. I have heard how Christians long ago were brought before a tyrant's throne. They were told that He would spare their lives if they would renounce the name of Christ. But one by one, they chose to die. The Son of God, they would not deny. Now the years have come and the years have gone, and the cause of Jesus still goes on. Now our time has come to count the cost, to embrace the cross. And one by one, let us live our lives for the one who died to give us life. Yes, I pledge my allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. But my ultimate allegiance is to the Lamb of God, who died for the sins of the world. And I want to be sure that I am out there proclaiming that word to as many people as I possibly can. This is always an exciting time of the year for me, and I appreciate all the things that are going on to remind us of the liberties and the freedoms that we have. And I'm thankful for all who have gone before us to preserve and protect those marvelous, precious freedoms. But I am mostly thankful for the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, and for the liberty that I have because of Him, that I can be forgiven of my sins through my commitment to Him. And so I do pledge my allegiance to Him for the rest of my life. And I pray that all of us will make that pledge as well. An urgent proclamation. Preach the word. Be instant, in season, and out of season. And I do believe that is one of the things that we all can do, is to continue to proclaim our faith in the one true and living God and in His Son, Jesus Christ, who gave it all for each one of us. And if there's anyone here today who is ready to give his or her life to that one who gave it all, we want to encourage you to take that decisive step. And that comes through faith, repentance, baptism. In baptism, we contact that precious blood of Christ. Our sins are forgiven. We're raised up to begin walking in newness of life, and then begin living that life of faith and commitment to Him. So if anyone here today needs to take that step, I pray that you will come and we can help you with that. If anyone here desires the prayers of the congregation for any reason, we're always here to pray with you and to pray for you. So if we can serve you, help you today, would you let us know how as we stand together and sing our song?